Thank you for calling for Giddings & Kane. This is Hannah. How can I help you?
Hannah, Nico, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. long time no talk.
Yeah. You doing okay?
I am. Yeah.
Good.
I'm staying busy. I wanted to see if Krista can open her email and see the pic.
Yes. Let me go see. Give me just a second.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, Nico the King.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I was typing an appraisal and had not looked at your email yet, but I just opened it.
Just sent it.
Yeah, well, it very much looks salt and pepper, so yeah.
All right.
Will you send that in the package with Hannah Stone on memo for the client to see?
Yeah, it might be Friday. I won't get that one until tomorrow. Friday for Monday delivery.
That's okay. She just got an email an email earlier that her FedEx label had been prepared, so she just wanted to make sure that one had not been shipped yet.
Yeah, I'll take care of it.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, it's true.
I feel like I can get your full fingerprint from this photo.
You know, you're not paying change. You're not paying shipping charges for it.
Well, I mean, that's fine. He said we're not paying shipping charges
it's
for
freaky.
It.
It's freaky. Did you
know? I mean, it's fine either way. We just thought it'd be easier for y'all. But if it's already packaged up, then you can go ahead and send that one. I said,
okay.
I feel like
it's
I can get your full fingerprint from this photo.
Yeah, we're going to steal your fingerprint.
We're going to steal your fingerprint.
You're going to steal my fingerprint.
Yeah, from
Come
this
on.
Photo. Like,
we're
it's high res. I can see,
your
finger. Full fingerprint.
That's not me. You can steal it.
Who is it?
I don't know who it is. I asked
He said it's not his. He doesn't know who it is.
I didn't hold the diamond.
That's even better. They don't know us and we don't know them, so.
Yeah, see, I don't know who it is. It's somebody either our office, it's in our New York City office, I think.
He said it's somebody probably from the New York City office, you think.
Yeah, because it came from our New York City office, so somebody there.
Well, see, they weren't nice enough to invite us there like y'all were, so.
Anytime.
Okay, well, thank you so much for finding this. I greatly appreciate it.
You're welcome. And tell Jan, let me know if she decides, since she forgot, for us to do a show there. Bring goods.
We need to do that.
I'd been telling her. I told her last time. She goes, oh, I wasn't sure. I didn't want to step out. I'm like, what do you mean you weren't sure? Forget about the schmuck that you met in Vegas. I said, I told you personally, when you're ready, when you were here, sitting here with me in the office, I said, let me know. You pick. And you said, oh, down towards later in the year, we're going to have shows. And I said, okay, let me know.
You need to send in an email.
No, I told her. She knows. I just told
her. When did you tell
her? Hey. Again today?
Today?
She said, I got a show lined up here, here, and here, and here, and this month. I'm like, well, what about us coming to the show? She goes, you know, I'm not sure if I was confused because we were going to do MBJ, and then the lady we met over there wasn't sure, and I didn't want to step out. I'm like, whatever. Forget about the lady. First of all, we fired her. I said, second of all, I told you.
You said what?
I said, first of all, we fired that girl in Vegas that you that them two sat down with. And I told Jan, I said, I told you personally to find a date, and then I'll, you know, either Adrian and myself would come,
okay.
Whether you want RDI goods and MDJ goods. I said, you let me know. So that's what I told her earlier, about an hour ago.
Okay. Well, I will remind her.
All right.
This is him on the phone. I'm supposed to remind you about the show they're supposed to be doing with us. She just walked through. She said, did Nico have the salt and pepper? And I was like, this is him on the phone.
Salt and pepper here, baby. Yeah. All right.
He said salt and pepper here, baby. Well, we greatly appreciate it. Yes, just whenever
all
you
right.
can. Tomorrow will be fine if you'll just send that on memo.
Yeah, if they get it ready in the system in time, I'll put it in there.
Oh, when I answered the phone, I said, hello, Nico the King. I don't know if he knew that. One of our teammates, you probably didn't know why I called you that now then.
I
One of our teammates on your little RDI sticky notepad. your picture that's on there.
Had a crown.
She gave
on
you a crown. She gave you a crown on there, so we started calling you Nico the King.
All right, I like
and
it.
And she's never even met you before.
So I'll be in charge when I come down there.
He said so he'll be in charge when he comes down here. Hannah said, right. Of course, of
I'll
course.
I'll give it a good roar. All right.
So you fired the lady from Vegas.
I did.
Okay.
Not me. Personally.
Nicolette.
She didn't get any sales.
She didn't get any sales, so
one
you fired
sale
her.
In 6 months. Well, not me, Michael. Her job was to go to stores and get sales. And, you know, she would.
She only got one in 6 months?
I think so. Something, I don't know. I don't pay attention to her.
Yeah, separate industry, but my husband and his company, same thing with one of their reps. He was repping for several companies and in like a year had like two or three sales in a whole year. And they were like, nah, that's it. Like, this is not important to him. So they let him go.
Wow. Okay.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
It's business.
Yeah. I know. So what's fun? What's going on new over there?
We're just trying to make some sales.
Make some sales.
We don't want to end up like Nicolette.
You're not going to. What do you mean? She's grooming you guys to take over.
Yeah.
I saw
she said it's because she only had one sale in 6 months.
That's what my cousin told me.
Yeah. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to stay busy, but let me knock on some wood. We are greatly blessed. We have great clientele here, so.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's what you want. You know?
Yes.
Now, how many days you work there?
Every day. We're closed on Sundays and Mondays, so we're open Tuesday through Saturday.
Okay.
But, I mean, going into the fall, fourth quarter, all that, that's when all of our shows start, and we usually do shows the whole ending of the year. But.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I've got my confidence. But we've got to figure out a time that we can do one with you and Adrian, because that'll be fun.
Okay. Let me know.
I feel like a lot of our self-purchasing ladies would relate with you really well.
All right. There was something.
I think
that
you
came
can
out
push it as long as you wear the fun shirt.
The fun shirts.
The fun shirt.
All right.
The fancy ones that sparkle, you know.
I know what you mean. I know what you
mean.
Yeah. Well, you got to match me then.
Well, then you got to send me the link to where you shop, and it's got to be somewhere I can afford. I'll buy the dress.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure. Hey, give us a dress code. We like having strict dress codes.
All right.
Then we know we all come dressed apart.
We'll figure that out. What was there was an email that Adrian got that she showed me, but then I said after a month, I was like, wait, what happened to the email? Did you reply and let Jan know and the girls if you're coming or if you got approved for both of us to come or what? She goes, no, after we reread it, it was something for a charity event or something going on. Is that something?
Now, we are having our charity silent auction event right now.
Okay. So I don't know.
And so what we do is we have two cases of merchandise, and we do it as a silent auction, and like it's running from the 12th through the 22nd of this month. We always do it in August, and how it works is the starting bid is 50% off of the retail, and then there's a buy it now option of 25% off the retail, and you get to take it with you immediately. But if you do the starting bid option, bids are increased in $10 increments. But to participate, we print like 1,000 plus bid cards, like three-part bid cards. And to participate, you have to buy one of those bid cards for $10. And that $10 is a direct donation to the 501c3 charity of your choice. So a lot of our local charities and even non-local charities participate with us in this event, and they sell these bid cards to raise money for their organization. And then anything that's purchased during the silent auction, we also give 10% of the purchase price back to the organization. But like we've had vendors before, they'll donate a piece of jewelry for the auction, and we're able to give 100% of the proceeds back to that nonprofit organization during the auction or whatever. So it's just a way for us to help give back to charity. And we started doing this in 2010, so this is our 16th year doing this.
Oh, Very good.
So it's really cool. It's a big deal. Our local radio stations broadcast it, and it's shared all over everybody's social media. So it's a big deal.
Good. And that's going on.
That
now.
May have been what it was about.
Ah, well, I don't know. She gets the email. I didn't get the email. So that started today and goes for 7 days.
It started yesterday, and it goes through next Saturday. So bidding ends at 2 p.m. next Saturday, and when the buzzer goes off at 2 p.m., all the bid cards have to be down. And whoever the final bidder is the winner. It's usually a war on the last day. It's usually kind of funny, though. I mean, we've had people leave out of here in tears before because they didn't win their bid on something. We've had things that people just love playing the bidding war, and it's gone for even more than the retail value of it.
Yeah, but then do you go back and see who the second, third, and fourth bidders are and then offer them to buy it after?
Well, I mean, they're usually in here on the last day, so they are, I mean, usually whoever the winning bidder is, they get it. We've never had an instance where the winning bidder did not get it and we've had to call the second person.
No, I don't. Because, let's say people bid on it, the winning bidder wins it. Now, do you go back silently and just say, hey, we know you like that piece, you didn't win, we can get you a piece, you know, the same piece just like it, and this is the price?
You know, we've never done that, but that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, well, you know, because if you got people and they like that piece and they bid on it.
Well,
because
what it has done, though, truly, is it has driven more people to do the buy it now price and just buy it outright and still get it for 25% off than to play the bidding game and risk losing a piece that they really want. Because we don't discount. We don't ever do discounts like that because we always try to put as fair of a price on everything as we can.
Yeah.
We just didn't want to start that and then it lead into something bigger later because, you know, once you start that with a customer, you can't really stop it. So we try to prevent our staff from doing that. So this is the one big auction event we do every year that you get a great discount on great merchandise, and at the same time you're giving money back to local charities who need it. So.
No, that's good. I'm just saying to try to get more sales after the fact.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea. And I mean, and I do think we've told people before, like, we can definitely custom make this for you, but the whole idea of kickback is to do it while it's running, you know.
Yeah.
So we do give people the option of us custom making that. And a lot of times, I mean, people have done that. People have been like, well, I want something similar to this. And they'll get something not quite exactly the same, but very similar.
Yeah.
But it does keep people coming back.
All right, good. Fantastic.
But, yeah, we've got to get a show with y'all. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. You let me know.
All right, we will.
Oh, all right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye.